Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way.
And three kids, and you still have the same number of rooms.
I think these threads are worn.
There are six kids and two bedrooms.
You know, I may have to have this thing rethreaded.
And one bathroom.
I paid a lot of money for these, too.
Mike, you are not listening to me.
Oh, of course I'm listening. Honey, I'm a man of many talents. I can fix andirons and listen to wives at the same time.
Then, what do you think about a bigger house?
Carol, we've talked about this before, and I know we have a problem, but we've even looked at other houses. We could never find one that we could agree on or afford. And I think until we do, we just can't make a change. We absolutely can't.
Okay, locked again. Will you please unlock this door? Do you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna break this door down.
That'll kill you.
Well, that'll still leave five kids and give you a little extra room. Marcia, will you unlock this door?
It's not Marcia, it's Jan, and I'm doing my hair.
Doing her hair. To go to bed? There are three men waiting out here to brush their teeth. open up right now.
No, Greg, no. Just stay out of here.
Open up.
This larger house we haven't found or can't afford. Did you say absolutely?
Yes, absolutely. But not positively.
Well, Alice, the kids do need more bedrooms, and you know we need another bathroom.
The old McIntyre house up on the hill has lots of rooms. It's old. It'll be fixed up. It's been for sale for years.
I wonder why they've never been able to sell that house.
The same reason the McIntyres moved out? It's haunted.
Haunted? Oh, Alice.
Well, I knew the cook. Said a lot of weird things went on up there. Voices in the night, chains rattling, lights going off and on.
Now, Alice, surely you don't believe that nonsense.
The cook did. Left the McIntyres flat.
And you know as well as I do that there's no such thing as ghosts.
Maybe not. But they were never able to explain those voices. Eerie voices. Calling. Calling. Calling.
Carol!
Oh, I do wish he wouldn't do that. Honey, you scared me. Oh, I'm glad you're home.
Hey, you're going to be even gladder when you hear the news. You remember that old house in Woodley Hills? We've had our eye on, but it hasn't been for sale.
The green one with the gables?
Oh, no. The white one with the shutters.
Oh, like that one. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. It came on the market. I made an offer this afternoon.
Oh, who's going to dig the tunnel into the mint?
Oh, the financing's all figured out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness we don't have to knock off your grandfather.
No, honey, listen, it really isn't that much. Property values have gone up so much, we ought to make it up in the profit off of this one, see? No, I talked to Bert Grossman, the real estate broker. He says, no problem.
You're serious about this? I mean...
Yeah.
This is for real?
Cross my heart and hope to make the payments. Bert's coming over tonight to sign some papers about listing this house for sale. And besides the extra room in the other house, it's going to be a very exciting experience because you're going to be making new friends, you're going to be going to a new school, and you're going to be closer to the park.
The real estate man's coming to look at this house tonight, so you'd better have your rooms picked up.
Yeah, okay. What do you say? New home for the Brady Bunch, huh?
Yeah!
Do you think they'll sell this house right away?
Sure. It's a real nice house.
It gives me a funny feeling to think of somebody else in our room, even though it hasn't been our room very long.
It does, sort of. I wonder if it'll miss us.
I feel sorry for it.
Don't. Some nice girls will move in.
What if it's a mean old man?
I wonder what it'll be like living in the other house. That's a dumb question.
Well, we've never lived anyplace else but here.
It'll be just like this, only better because there's more rooms.
We've had some fun times in this house.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, remember the night you ran into the bathroom door and they had to take 4 stitches on your nose?
Yeah. And a dent still in the door.
The time Bobby tried to climb up the television lead-in.
Yeah. And the antenna came down and hit me right on the head.
You had a bump on your head for 3 weeks.
Hey, what about the time I fell off the garage roof?
Right through the top of Dad's new convertible.
I busted 3 ribs in the gear shift handle.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I've had some good times in this house.
It's going to be kind of lonesome without the boys.
Nobody to talk to. Nobody to fight with. Nobody even to pound on the bathroom door.
If you never had 3 brothers before, you probably miss them more when you don't have them than if you'd had 3 brothers before.
What? She means we'll feel like orphans. Orphans don't have mothers and fathers, not brothers.
Well, then what are you when you don't have brothers?
Lonesome.
You know something? I really like this house better than the other one.
We haven't even seen the new one yet. Dad says he's going to have it renovated.
I won't live in a house that's renovated.
You don't even know what the word means.
I don't care. I like it here. So do I.
It's unanimous.
Good. I know what unanimous means, even if I can't pronounce it too good.
Now, Alice, that's Mr. Grossman, the real estate broker. Now, when he comes through, try to look happy. Happy, not hysterical. Honey, does the house smell like cabbage to you?
Oh, honey, the house smells fine. Looks great. Hi, Bert. Come on in. Nice.
Hello, Mike. Good to see you.
You remember my wife, Carol?
Why, sure. Nice to see you again.
Oh, say, this is a beautiful room, Mrs. Brady.
Thanks. I'm afraid we're really going to miss it. Everything.
Well, the other house is nice, too, with a lot more space.
Yeah.
I know. Mike's taken me through it.
Half a dozen times. No, it's going to be fine.
What about this house? Have you talked it over? Will I find a buyer?
Yeah, guess so.
Yeah. We're ready to sell, Bert.
And in the other house, the kitchen is bigger. In yellow. Bright yellow.
How depressing.
Yellow, depressing?
Well, this whole thing kind of depresses me, Mrs. Brady. I got my routine all worked out here. I don't know if I'll be able to function someplace else.
But, Alice, you will function, won't you? I mean, just because we're moving, you're not going to leave.
Me? Leave the Brady family? You couldn't get rid of me if you tried. I'm a 120-pound boomerang.
120 pounds?
More or less. I'm going to take some cookies into Mr. Brady before the kids get a radar fix on them, and it's goodbye, Charlie.
That's very thoughtful of you, Alice, but Mr. Brady isn't home tonight, remember?
Come to think of it, there was an empty place at the dinner table.
Yeah, he has meetings in town almost every night this week. What was that?
It sounded like a cow died in the driveway. Now it sounds human. Like somebody in agony.
Alice, that doesn't sound human.
Oh, no. Inhuman?
Alice, that's not what I meant. Well, Greg's in the next room. I'm going to ask him if he heard something.
Mrs. Brady, you forgot the goodbye Charlies.
Hey, what gifts?
Greg, Alice and I were just talking in the kitchen.
We sure were.
And we heard something.
We sure did.
It was something like a moan.
It sure was.
Did you hear anything?
Nope. I was watching TV.
That's why I didn't hear it, Mrs. Brady. That inhuman moaning.
Alice, will you stop that?
That's the inhuman moan.
That's Tiger howling at the moon.
Well, thank goodness we still have a man around the house.
Or is.
Well, sometimes a loose board will make a house creak.
You sound just like Daddy. What was that?
It's probably the wind banging against the shutters.
That'd be a good guess, Mrs. Brady, if there was a wind. We had shutters.
Nice and steady today, Alice? Mrs. Brady told me how upset you were last night.
When I finally got to sleep, I slept like a rock. A frightened rock. Before I got to sleep, did you hear that strange creaking?
I certainly did, Alice. Mike, there's got to be some explanation for all these strange sounds.
I haven't heard any strange sounds.
Yeah, that's right. You got home after they stopped.
Well, there is an explanation, all right. The ghost in the McIntyre house got tired of living alone, moved in where there's more action.
Oh, Alice, even if you're joking, that's absurd.
Well, if I'm not joking, it's not absurd. I should have heard those kids this morning before they left for school. They were scared as I was.
Every house settles a little bit, especially after the rainy season. These odd little noises you heard are probably just that.
You and I certainly have a different opinion of what are odd little noises, Mr. Brady.
Mike, when a house is settling, does it kind of moan and rattle?
Moan and rattle? Well, every house has a distinctive way of settling, honey, yeah.
All I gotta say is, sure hope our new house is settled finally before we get there. Oh, no.
Now
what?
There's a light in the oven. It's blinking something in Morse code. I'll bet the word is trouble.
I'll bet the word's defective switch. I'll check it later.
How about sooner? There's something about an oven winking at me that gives me the creeps. Mr. Brady, I sure wish you were going to be here tonight and hear some of those strange little noises for yourself.
I wish I was, too. But it's simpler to meet these new clients downtown.
Well, listen, my friend. If we hear any more of those strange noises, you are going to get an emergency phone call.
Boy, did that sheriff have guts.
Yeah, most sheriffs do.
And you really gotta have them to live around here anymore. All those icky noises. That wasn't an icky noise. That was a crash. And that was another.
Peter, go on out in the patio and have a look around and see what happened.
Me?
Yeah, you're one of the men in this family.
I'm only the middle boy.
Okay. I'll go look.
Not alone, Alice. I'll go with you.
Attaboy.
I thought Alice was in here with you.
She's out on the patio with Peter. There was a terrible noise outside, Mom. It sounded like a knight in shining armor fell down.
Alice! Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you. Is that McIntyre Banshee on the loose again?
There's something out here, Mom.
Three very definite crashes.
I'll say there were.
Greg was helping me with that flat tire on my bike when we heard them.
Maybe Tiger's wrestling with those garbage cans again.
Oh, it can't be. Tiger's sleeping in the house tonight.
In the house? Why?
He was getting spooked by all those funny noises.
Just like everybody else.
After all, he's only human.
Four!
I think we better take another look around.
All of us?
There's safety in numbers. Come on, Alice. Listen, I think the only thing out here are four very vivid imaginations.
With good ears.
Remember what you told Mr. Brady? If we heard any strange sounds tonight, he was going to get an emergency call?
Alice, you have just read my mind.
Now, darling, I told you, there's no possible way that I can keep the house from settling. No, honey, look, just relax. Now, my client's a little late, but I'll be home as soon as I can.
Okay, honey.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
What'd he say?
He said for us to relax. Now, Alice, you go on to bed. You were up late last night, and besides, all the kids are tucked in.
What about you?
Well, I'll just go sit until Mr. Brady comes home.
Well, I'll keep you company.
Alice, I'm a big girl, and I'm well able to take care of myself. Now, you go on to bed. Scram. Get some shut-eye. Shoo. Well, it looks like here we go again.
This house is settling like Mr. Brady says. It's certainly settling for a long stay.
I'll get it, honey. Oh, hey, Bert, come on in. What's a good word?
Well, the good word is good. I may have a buyer for you.
Hey! Make any difference to him if the house moans and groans and creaks and has unexplained slamming of doors?
Do you mean to tell me that this house you built and bragged about for so long is beginning to shiver its timbers?
No. All highly exaggerated. Bert, the family thinks it's haunted.
That's marvelous.
Oh, don't worry about it. Listen, when the man of the house is gone, as I have been for the past few evenings, I'll tell you, two women and six kids can hear every noise in the world that never existed.
Well, I am relieved. I mean, haunted houses just aren't selling very well these days.
Bert, the only thing that's haunting this house is the last rainy season.
You mean it leaks?
No. It's just settling a little. You know, and creaking. Like every other house in the neighborhood. Bert, there's not a crack in this plaster.
Well, that's good. Because my one client, a Mrs. Hunsicker, who liked the house from the outside, would like to drop by this evening and take a look at the inside. And I would like them both to be together when she sees them.
Don't worry, Bert, they will be.
Good. Well, I'll be back with her then about 8 o'clock.
Well, I'll try to be here then, too. This is the last evening I have to work downtown for a while, but Carol will be here, of course.
All right. Well, then I'll see you then.
Okie doke. Bye, Bert.
Bye.
All right, now you've all heard Peter's report. Tonight is really the night. Mr. Grossman will be here with his client at 8 o'clock. I'll handle the tape recorder and play the tape with the unexplained noises. Peter, you're in charge of white sheets and ghostly appearances. Jan, you're on slamming doors and windows. And Marcia, on outside crashes.
What about me and Cindy?
You did a great job of acting scared last night with Mom and Alice. Report to Peter for spectral duty.
What does that mean?
Peter will explain it to you.
If you explain it to me.
Ghosts.
Do you really think we should do it anymore? I mean, Mom and Dad really want to sell the house now.
And it's because of us, isn't it?
And we're still us, aren't we?
My, it is attractive, isn't it?
Quality house all the way through, Mrs. Hunsicker.
Yes, I can see that. Oh, I love that staircase. And there's a marvelous place for my grand piano. Of course, I'll want Mr. Hunsicker, too.
in the world was that?
Oh, maybe some wind through the willow grove.
That was no wind through a willow grove.
Would you believe steeple chimes?
Well, at least you'll always be able to tell what time it is.
Explain that, Mr. Grossman.
All houses settle a little, Mrs. Hunt.
You know, my husband, Mr. Brady, he's an architect, and he's always telling me that houses do settle just a little bit.
Now look, ghost be gone, anti-witchcraft charm. If you ever worked, work now.
Oh, Mike, thank goodness you're home. Mrs. Hunsaker, this is my husband, Mr. Brady.
Mrs. Hunsaker? Hi, Bert. Well, have you had the royal tour?
Oh, what I haven't seen, I've heard, Mr. Brady. Was no house settling.
Believe me, Mrs. Hunsaker, there's a rational explanation for all these noises you apparently heard this evening.
There is? Oh, yes, there is.
It sounded like Alice, our housekeeper. She probably saw a mouse or something.
Not a mouse, Mr. Brady. There are no mice in this house, Mrs. Hunsaker.
Excuse me while I catch some ghosts. Just a second.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom.
Well, I might have known.
I must say, you people celebrate Halloween at a strange time of year.
Mrs. Hunsaker, Mr. Grossman, these are our two youngest ghosts, Cindy and Bobby.
What are you two doing?
Listen, what's behind all of this?
I guess I'm the head ghost leader.
Mrs. Hunsaker, this is our oldest son, Greg.
Who has a little explaining to do.
Well, you're not going to like it.
That's right, I'm not. Explain anyway.
When we found out haunted houses weren't selling so good, we decided to haunt this one.
To, frighten off prospective buyers?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, all the...
No. I think it's lovely and very touching. Children who love their homes so much, they'd go to such lengths to protect it.
You're very understanding, Mrs. Hunsaker.
Oh, my dear, I raised my own family. Mr. Grossman, I strongly suspect this house is no longer for sale.
Did you hear that, all you other ghosts? The house is no longer for sale. Listen, let's put the holes in the sheets.
It certainly is quiet and peaceful now, isn't it?
Nothing like putting six spooks to bed to calm the place down. Hey, I just talked to Bert Grossman. Hmm? You know, he took Mrs. Hunsaker over to the other house after they left here. They're going back tomorrow with her husband. She loves it.
Oh, honey, that's great. I'm glad everything worked out so well.
Those kids.
Can you imagine them going to all that trouble, haunting the house?
They had you going for a while there, honey.
Oh, they did not. Oh, Mike, don't be silly.
Yeah, they did. Come on.
You know I don't believe in witches and ghosts and all that nonsense.
What was that?
I didn't hear a thing. There, I didn't hear a thing again.
Don't worry, honey. That was the house settling.
No.